ki jai. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 1, Chapter 3, Krishna is the source of all incarnations. Text 41. Tad idam grahayam asa sutam atmavatam param sarva vedeti hasanam saram saram samudritam tadidam grayamasa sutam atmavatam varam sarva vedeti hasanam Saram, Saram, Samudram, Sarva Vedeti Hasanam, Saram, Saram, Samudratam, Tadidam Grayamasa, Sutam Atmavatam Vadam, Sarva Vete Tihasanam Saram Saram Samudritam Idam Gaya Masa Tamatma Vatambaram Sarva Vete Tihasanam Sam Samudratam Tadidam Gaya Masa Amavatam Naram Sarve Titi Asanam Sam Sam Samudratam Ram Saram Samudratam Sutam Atma Vatam Ram Saravedeti Asanam Samam Saram Samudratam Tadidam Grayamasa Sutam Atma Vatam Ram Saravedeti Asanam Samudritam Ramasa Sutamatma Vatambaram Sarvedityasanam. Saram Saram Samudritam. Tadidam Grayamasa. Sutam Atmavitambaram. Sarvedityasanam. Saram Saram Samudritam. Vaishnavis. Tadi dam gaya masa sutam atma vatam varam sarvedi tihasanam saram mudritam tadi dam gaya masa sutam atma vatam varam Sarvedityasanam Saram Saram Samudritam Tat That Idam This Grayamasa Made to accept Sutam Unto his son Atmavitam Of the self-realized. Varam, most respectful. Sarva, all. Veda, Vedic literatures, books of knowledge. Itihasanam, of all the histories. Saram, cream. Saram, cream. Samudritam, taken out. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Sri Vyasadeva delivered it to his son, who is the most respected among the self-realized, after extracting the cream of all Vedic literatures and histories of the universe. Purport. Men with a poor fund of knowledge only accept the history of the world from the time of Buddha, or since 600 BC, and prior to that period, all histories mentioned in the scriptures are calculated by them to be only imaginary stories. That is not a fact. All the stories mentioned in the Puranas and Mahabharata, etc., are actual histories, not only of this planet, but also of millions of other planets within the universe. Sometimes the history of planets beyond this world appear to such men to be unbelievable, but they do not know that different planets are not equal in all respects, and that therefore some of the historical facts derived from other planets do not correspond with the experience of this planet. Considering the different situation of different planets and also time and circumstances, there is nothing wonderful in the stories of the Puranas, nor are they imaginary. We should always remember the maxim that one man's food is another man's poison. We should not, therefore, reject the stories and histories of the Puranas as imaginary. The great rishis, like Vyas, had no business putting some imaginary stories in their literatures. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, historical facts selected from the histories of the different planets have been depicted. It is therefore accepted by all the spiritual authorities as the Mahapurana. the special significance of these histories is that they are all connected with the activities of the Lord in a different time and atmosphere. Srila Shukadev Goswami is the topmost personality of all the self-realized souls, and he accepted this as the subject of studies from his father, Vyasadev. Srila Vyasadev is the great authority, and the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam being so important, he delivered the message first to his great son, Srila Shukadev Goswami. It is compared to the cream of the milk. Vedic literature is like the milk ocean of knowledge. Cream or butter is the most palatable essence of milk, and so also is Srimad Bhagavatam, for it contains all palatable, instructive, and authentic versions of different activities of the Lord and his devotees. There is no gain, however, in accepting the message of Bhagavatam from the unbelievers, atheists, and professional reciters who make a trade of Bhagavatam for the layman. It was delivered to Srila Shukadev Goswami, and he had nothing to do with the Bhagavat business. He did not have to maintain family expenses by such trade. Srimad Bhagavatam should therefore be received from the representative of Shukadev, who must be in the renounced order of life without family encumbrance. Milk is undoubtedly very good and nourishing, but when it is touched by the mouth of a snake, it is no longer nourishing. Rather, it becomes a source of death. Similarly, those who are not strictly in the Vaishnava discipline should not make a business of this Bhagavatam and become a cause of spiritual death for so many hearers. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that the purpose of all the Vedas is to know Him, Lord Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam is Lord Sri Krishna himself in the form of recorded knowledge. Therefore, it is the cream of all the Vedas, and it contains all historical facts of all times in relation with Sri Krishna. It is factually the essence of all histories. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the topic of history is mentioned in the verse and purport. And history is, of course, connected with time. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Kalosmi Lokachaya Krit, time I am, destroyer of the worlds. In the material world, time is destructive. We see that everything in the material world, including the material universes themselves, are subject to this time factor, which means that everything material comes into existence at some time. It begins to grow and develop. It attains maturity. It produces some byproducts. Then gradually it dwindles, and finally it is destroyed. This is true of all material things, whether we're talking about the material universe itself or any type of body or object that is produced. It's all under the influence of this destructive time factor. Of course, in the spiritual world, this destructive time factor is not operating. There's still, in the spiritual world, a sequence of activities. There are lila, pastimes, that take place. But there is no destructive force of time. So now we find ourselves in the material world, in the one of the planets in one of the material universes. So we are subject to this destructive force of time. By nature, we're not meant to experience that. We're meant to experience eternality, knowledge, and bliss. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Stated that Krishna is the supreme controller and he has a form made of eternality, knowledge, and bliss, or spiritual pleasure. And as parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are meant to experience the same. Mamaivamso jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. The individual spirit souls, the jivas, are his fragmental parts and parcels eternally. And that means, by nature, they also partake in eternality, knowledge, and bliss. But when they turn from Krishna, they experience something else. Krishna Bahir Mukahana Bhogavanchakari Nikatashta Mayatari Japati Atari. When the soul develops an independent mentality for trying to enjoy separately from Krishna, then it becomes captured by Maya and is placed within the material universe. And that's because there's no place for independent enjoyers in the spiritual world, in the Vaikuntha planets, in Goloka Vrindavan. The only personalities who can exist there are those who are willingly cooperating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his lila or pastimes. They don't try to become the Supreme Personality of Godhead themselves. For those who adopt that mentality of independent enjoyment, there must be some separate place where they can try to act out their fantasies of being independent enjoyers. And that is the material world, which is specifically manifested by Krishna for that purpose. Now, by constitution, each soul has its swarupa, its eternal spiritual form in which it's meant to serve Krishna. But that spiritual form is only meant for that purpose. It can't be used for any other purpose. So if the soul is going to try to enjoy itself independently from Krishna, can't use the spiritual body for that purpose. It must have another body. So Krishna makes an arrangement for the souls in the material universes to accept different bodily vehicles with which they falsely identify. There's ahankara. Ahankara means false ego. That means the soul, instead of identifying with its swarupa, jivara swarupa hoy, Krishnara nitya das, Lord Chaitanya says, the swarupa, the eternal form of the soul, is servant of Krishna. But if the soul doesn't want to serve Krishna, it needs to identify with this temporary material body, and it can attempt to use it to enjoy separately from Krishna. But it can also be used to restore the soul's original Krishna consciousness. So the soul in material consciousness takes one body after another. You know, there are 8,400,000 different kinds of bodily vehicles that the souls in the material universes can inhabit. So there's a cycle of reincarnation, of transmigration of the soul. And lifetime after lifetime, the soul can occupy different bodies and try to enjoy itself in different ways in the material world. And there are millions of material universes and material planets. So the soul is wandering from one body to another, one planet to another in forgetfulness. Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. So it's stated the soul is wandering from body to body, from planet to planet within the material universe in forgetfulness of Krishna. But a fortunate soul will come in contact with Krishna or Krishna's representative, the bona fide spiritual master, and receive the bhakti lata beej, the seed of devotional service. And by cultivating that seed of devotional service, the soul can be restored to its original healthy, natural position of being an eternal servant of the Lord on the spiritual level of reality. And for that purpose, the Lord enters the material universe. Although the soul tries to forget Krishna, Krishna doesn't forget the souls who have entered the material universes. And these appearances of the Supreme Lord within the material universe are the most important historical events. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvataha chakva deham punarjama neti mameti soarjana. The appearance and activities that the Lord performs in his various incarnations are transcendental. If a conditioned soul, a soul within the material world, becomes attracted to these forms, these avatars of the Supreme Lord, and properly understands them through the process of devotional service, then such a soul becomes qualified to get out of the cycle of birth and death, and they attain, such souls attain Krishna's abode, spiritual abode. So the appearances of Krishna in the material world are the most important historical events. And the Srimad Bhagavatam records these most important historical events. Of course, the Srimad Bhagavatam is giving the history of such events that take place over millions and millions and millions of years. But the Srimad Bhagavatam is recording only the most important events. I mean, you see every day in this world, newspapers come out, either in print form or on the web, and they record so many activities, what this politician is doing, and what some other politician is doing, and what this country is doing, and what that country is doing. And there's so many things that are taking place, but they're not worthy of being recorded in the Srimad Bhagavatam. I mean, there are so many histories. You go to a library, you can find so many history books full of the accounts of this king did this, and this politician did that, and there was this war, and this peace, and this economic depression, and this economic recovery. But what does it add up to? Nothing. The real important historical events that are worthy of being recorded and worthy of being studied are connected with the appearances of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unfortunately, there are persons in this world who consider these accounts to be imaginary, mythological. Among such persons are the materialistic scientist. And, you know, Srila Prabhupada would have discussions with his scientist disciples, like Sataputta Prabhu and Bhakti Swarup Damodar and others. And they would talk with him, because, yeah, they were trying to establish the correct views within the scientific world. But Srila Prabhupada warned them, you're never going to really convince these hardcore scientists. So what we really care about is that they're misleading, you know, the people in general, and therefore we have to oppose them. In terms of these historical questions, which they consider mythological, but Srila Prabhupada said, whatever we say, we have to base on Shastra, on the Vedic literature, on the Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore, they will say it's all mythology. He said, but our position is whatever you say, rascal, is wholesale mistaken. Whatever you say is just a big mistake. And he said, that's the position. They will say, whatever you say is all mythology. We'll say, whatever they say, it's all mistaken. And it's important to point that out. Like Srila Prabhupada is saying here, Men with a poor fund of knowledge only accept the history of the world from the time of Buddha or since 600 BC. In terms of historical personalities leaving historical records, of course, they recognize what they call prehistory, you know, the existence of ape men and things like that. But the Srimad Bhagavatam is giving actual histories of personalities on this planet that go back millions and millions and millions of years. For example, there's the history of Dhruva Maharaj. We all know the story. He was little boy, saintly boy. He went to the forest to try to find God. And he encountered Narada Muni. And Narada Muni told him, okay, you want to find God? Then you go to the Madhuvan forest and you meditate on this mantra that I'll give you. And you will see God. So he did that. He went to this Madhuvan forest near Mathura. And it's still there today, that Madhuvan forest. And there's a temple there. And there are places in Mathura like Dhruvaghat where they have temples commemorating these events, which took place many millions of years ago. Dhruva Maharaj lived during the Swayambhuva Manvantara period. Of course, the Vedic concept of time is cyclical. There are vast cycles of time. And the Swayambhuva Manvantara was over a billion years ago. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is recording that history. Of course, the main point is not that humans were existing millions of years ago. The main point is humans were existing millions of years ago, and Krishna was coming. You know, Krishna appeared to Dhruva Maharaj. That's the main point. So they will say, oh, it's all mythology. But Srila Prabhupada said, no, you're mistaken. That's not the fact. These are actual histories. So we're getting the actual history of the universe in Srimad Bhagavatam. And the most important events in history are the appearances of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because this is what's going to enable us to escape from history. We don't want to be a part of history, a part of the cycle of birth and death in this material world. Of course, for the purpose of devotional service, a devotee will accept a position of remaining in the material world to help Krishna in his mission of delivering the conditioned souls. But, you know, the natural position of the soul is to be beyond all this history, beyond, you know, the cycle of samsara, birth and death. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is showing us how to do that. So I'll stop there. Any question or comment? Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Oops, not quick enough. Okay, Maharaj wishes to make a point about the last class. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for a very nice class. Very lucid, very clear, very well organized, and very much appreciated. What I wanted to mention is that in your last class, I had asked a question at the end, and although there was some stabs at answers, nothing was mentioned that was definitive that we could really accept. And the question that I had asked is, what is the Vedic proof that there would be a 10,000-year period of Satyayuga in the first 10,000 years of Kali Yuga? So many persons have said that, well, Prabhupada said this, and so, but that's fine. But where is the original source where either Krishna or one of the incarnations said this? So I did a little bit of research, and I looked it up in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, and there was a very interesting conversation between Mother Ganga and Krishna himself. And in that conversation, the conversation begins to talk about what is going to happen in Kali Yuga, and Krishna mentions very clearly, in no uncertain terms, that there will be a 10,000-year period. He doesn't say Satyayuga, but a period in which there is growth, spiritual advancement, and enlightenment. And then after 10,000 years, Kali Yuga will kick in completely. There's also other. There's another quote in the. Bhavishra Purana. I didn't get that quote. Anyone who wants to research it, if you want to go further, it's not even necessary to go further because, as I mentioned, this is coming from Krishna's own mouth. And that should be good enough for all of us. And you can all get it. Anyone who wants to know the actual verse, I can get that for you. It's not a problem because I wrote this down in my notes. Again, thank you very much.
Okay. Haribo.